Today marks the official beginning of our fellowship program year. After we've had a few weeks of slow rollout of various programs, we met our new intern minister a few weeks ago, and our RE program began with some new updates and changes last week. But today, it all comes together here with our new Sunday services format. I and all of your staff here at the fellowship have been like ducks, calm on the surface and frantically paddling below, trying to be ready for this new beginning. We're kicking off our program year theme, Growing Resilience, today. One of the things that I've been doing behind the scenes is receiving your photos and videos that you are sending in so that we can create the filled with loving kindness montage and see different people offer testimonials or sing Enter Rejoice and log in. The other day, one of those videos came into my email box. It was one of our members, Tom Pennenberg, singing Enter Rejoice, and you'll see it next week. But I'm not gonna lie, I burst into tears when I saw it. Just ugly crying with a mixture of both deep joy to see his face and hear his voice and deep sadness because I miss Tom. I miss his enthusiastic singing of our welcoming song from his seat at the front of the sanctuary with the occasional yee-haw. I miss each of you so much. Some of you moved away, and I'm overjoyed to get to see you again here, but I wish I could give you a hug. And some of you are new to our fellowship since this pandemic began, and I long to meet you in person. The reality that we are not going to be physically in the same space for a lot longer than any of us realized or hoped is heartbreaking. I hope that you will take time to send in a photo or a video, please, so that you and we can all see and hear each other in these online services and feel just a little bit more connected to each other. The information about how to send in your photos and videos will be linked in the chat box. Because this is what resilience means. It means strength and toughness, the ability to make it through hard times, but not brittle hardness. Rather, resilience is about softness, flexibility, malleability. As people, nationally, certainly, even worldwide, and we as a faith community, we are being tried right now. None of us signed up for this challenge, and yet here we are finding our way through it, and some are doing so more gracefully than others. I count myself among those feeling pretty clumsy about my stumbling through this mess. And then I come back to all the ways that we are growing resilience. The message from our partner church minister, Zoli Kopandi, is an example. The fact that we are in this Zoom land means that we can make and find connections with people that we haven't seen in a while, who live halfway across the world. I also come back to the purpose of our faith community. Because we're a lot of things. We do a lot of things. We provide friendship and social opportunities. We make music. We are a nonprofit organization with all the processes and rules that go along with that. We support justice efforts in our community. We bring meals and offer tangible and emotional support when people are in need. We educate our children about morals and values. But the purpose of our fellowship and our Unitarian Universalist faith is to meet us exactly where we are and how we are, whole, holy, good enough, just as we are, and then to help us grow, to transform, to connect and deepen to ourselves, to each other, to our values, so that we're able to withstand the challenges of the world and make the world better when we leave our time together each week. I don't know about you, but the last few months, the last few weeks, and the death of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg have just thrown me for a loop. We are, as the saying goes right now, in challenging times, and we need each other more than ever. So allow me to repeat myself so that you can really hear what we're doing here together. The purpose of our fellowship and our Unitarian Universalist faith is to meet us exactly where we are and how we are, whole, holy, good enough, just as we are, and then help us grow, transform, connect and deepen to ourselves, to each other, to our values, so that we are able to withstand the challenges of the world and make the world better when we leave our time together each week. Reverend Molly Hausch Gordon, in the reading we heard earlier, says, now is the time to, quote, quadruple down on your spiritual practices. She explains spiritual practices like this. She says they are, quote, the things that keep you tethered to the earth even as it shifts. The things that keep you living the life you are living in this moment, not some other life or moment. The things that allow your spirit to settle from the flurry and sink back into your body. These practices, she writes, need not be a lofty hour of meditation as long as you're present to them. A walk with the dog will do, or a moment with a poem, nursing the baby, making a meal. Just do the thing with your whole self, and the intention to practice is a spiritual practice. End quote. Being a part of a community of people who are striving to withstand the challenges of the world and make the world better, that is, being a part of this fellowship, could be one of those spiritual practices. A few years ago, I did a sermon on emergencies. You might recall it had to be rescheduled because of the largest snowstorm on record in our area in mid-April. That was my first year here in Wisconsin. Thanks, Wisconsin. But that sermon was about spiritual practices. And we had our fire drill that day, too. You never thought you would miss our fire drills, did you? Yep, here we are. It would be foolish to develop a fire escape plan when the building was on fire. It would likewise be foolish to expect to have peace and comfort without any grounding or practice in the midst of a time of crisis. And yet, I understand how easy it is to let those practices go. I completely get it. They can be one more thing on the to-do list. And when that list is too long anyway, these are the first things to go. Resist that urge. Follow through on any little thing it takes to ground yourself right now for the long haul work of living in the world in a pandemic, with climate crises, civil and political unrest, uprisings. We need our resilience. We need each other. You are needed more than you know to keep this fellowship vital for those who are here and those who are still yet to come. And the skills that we practice here at the fellowship are skills that are not explicitly taught in very many places or at all in our world. We don't often think about Sunday services as a laboratory, but I love that as a metaphor. This is where we practice in real time some of the ideas that we talk about a lot. It's where we wonder together and practice not knowing all the answers. There aren't many places where that is a skill to be prized, but it certainly contributes to a greater sense of grounding when all our certainty goes out the window in our daily lives. This is where we practice silence and breathing. That's definitely a good skill to have in our pockets these days. This is where we practice hearing or reading the joys and sorrows of people in our community, and we practice the vulnerability of sharing and the sacred act of witnessing without fixing the problem. I wish I had learned that skill when I was younger. It's a great skill to have with family and friends. This is where we practice generosity, challenging each other to try on new perspectives, to delve deeper into our own beliefs, and to approach moments of awe and transcendence. I love what the reading that we heard earlier says about the news. She says, turn it off or stop the doom scrolling in your social media feed. She says, quote, we can't information our way out of this. Boy, is that true. As Unitarian Universalists, we have historically, thanks to our Enlightenment heritage, we have wanted nothing more than to read or learn or do our way out of any challenge. And that is just not going to work right now. We need connections and depth and the skills that will allow us to grow in our resilience as we continue in this coming year. As we hear our next song, I would love if you would be willing to type into the chat box what it is that you think the purpose of our time together is on Sunday mornings. Why do you come? What do you hope for? I will make a word cloud out of these and share them in next week's scroll and on our Facebook group, and your thoughts might find their way into the worship leader's new mission statement to guide us in crafting services this year. Thank you for sharing your thoughts with me and with all of us. As Reverend Hausch Gordon said in the reading, remember that you are not alone. Reach out to the people who can support you and rely on them. Reach out to your congregation, if nothing else. Ask for what you need and be reliable to your people in return. Stay soft, my dear ones, and we will make it through this stumbling. Amen. And may it be so.